you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland.
We'll be right back.
Mark Striegel. Welcome to the podcast. I'm just pissed. You know what? The last couple of interviews I've done, I've, for whatever reason, haven't been going into my system preferences before I start the interview and turning on my good mic. So I'm getting this bad computer audio. So I apologize. But anyways, Eric Kluber is back. An amazing guitar player. I've seen him live many times. He's so good. And he's always doing something exciting. And this time, he is putting out a vinyl release, which reminds me of the classic old compilations we used to get back in the day on vinyl. And he's doing new music by a bunch of different bands on this great compilation album that he's going to tell us all about. And stay tuned for that. We'll get right into that. And of course, he's playing with Void Vader and Ironaut and just always delivering so much great music for us. So, yeah, I want to remind you guys to please support me on Patreon with a monthly pledge. You can find me there by searching Talking Metal or Mark Striegel. You can also use our Amazon links. Please, Canadian listeners, use our Amazon links. We have two links now, one for Amazon Canada and one for Amazon USA. Please, I need the Canadian people to use those links in order to keep open that service, which again, doesn't cost you anything extra. It's just one extra step. You go to talkingmetal.com to use the Amazon links, people in the US and Canada. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That's also a great way to support what we do. And leave me a voicemail. I'd love to hear from you guys. We have a voicemail thing, which I haven't really been plugging much lately, but I want to get back to playing voicemails because I do enjoy that. That number is 973-757-1917. Again, that's 973-757-1917. Call me, leave me a message, request a song. Again, make a PayPal pledge at paypal.me/MarkStriegel and use our Amazon links. Follow me on Instagram. Talking Metal is the Instagram account. And follow me on Twitter. Two Twitter accounts I'm running. One is just my last name, at Striegel. That's Striegel. And the other one's at Talking Metal. What else? You can friend me on Facebook. Please, no crazy political people. I know I can't stand it. Sorry. I know everyone's real passionate in these times about what they believe in and who's right and who's wrong, but I just don't want to hear it. So you know, if you come on my page and if you friend me, the first thing I do is go look at your page. And if it's filled with a bunch of nonsense, political nonsense, I won't accept your friend request. However, I love getting friend requests because I love talking music with you guys. I love sharing personal pictures. And, you know, you'll have to get pictures of my kids and stuff on the Facebook feed too. But I do a lot of Talking Metal stuff on the feed. So please, if you're not like this crazy political dude or, you know, posting about your beliefs this way or that way, and you're kind of just like a normal guy who loves music and is a decent person, not looking to start fights, please friend me on Facebook. All right, cool. So on that note, let's get into Aboleth. I hope I'm saying that right. This is a song off of the No Legacy record, which Eric Kluber is going to tell us all about. This is a great band. I love this band. This band has a female singer, definitely worth going and catching a look at her for sure on Instagram or whatever. But they also, besides that, that's, you know, the music is what speaks to me. This stuff is good, man. Listen to this band. Aboleth. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Again, this is off the No Legacy Volume 1 vinyl release. That features so many great bands, and we're going to talk to the executive producer, Eric Kluber, about that record. But anyways, this is Aboleth with the song No Good.
you know nothing can cover those eyes. 'Cause I see right through them and there ain't much to see but a bunch of lies. Play the victim all you want, baby. You know I honestly won't give a damn. Your ephemeral glory cost you something real good, and you'll never get it back again. 'Cause I'm too good for you. 'Cause I'm too good for you. 'Cause I'm too good for you. Oh no, oh no,
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal and calling into the podcast once again for like the 55th time. Eric Kluver, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, you bet, man. You've been with us since the early, early days, and it's always a pleasure to connect with you and hear what you're up to. You've given us so much great music through the years. Overloaded to White Wizard to Gypsy Hawk, so many more to, of course, what you're up to now. Void, Vader, and Ironaut, and you're the executive producer slash, I guess, producer of this great new compilation vinyl. I'm sure it's a CD too, right? And downloads?
No CD, no downloads. The whole point of this is really a collector's item, and it's a one-off.
Okay, this is awesome. That makes it very special. It's called No Legacy, and I'm holding the vinyl in my hand, which I've listened to. It sounds just great. Let's talk about it. So it's only vinyl. That's wild.
It's only vinyl. And this is a bunch of bands that I've met over the past couple years from touring the California underground metal scene. And we play with a lot of good bands in a lot of different cities. And just to give you an idea, let's say I wrote down a list of how I met everybody, but Disasteroid is the second track, and they're from San Francisco, but they came down and played a show with us that Dan Dismal, a promoter out here, put together, and they blew my mind. And they were like, they remind me of a mix between Helmet and Soundgarden. And Madrost is from Orange County, so they represent the Orange County. And They're much more fast. They remind me of a bit of Death. And Tanner Poppett, their singer, was the most stoked about this project and just really was on board right from the get-go. We got a band up from Sacramento, Astral Cult. And they're one of the more doomed psych bands. It turns out, we played a show with them at a club called On the Y. And their bass player, Stefan, he was a Gypsy Hawk fan and was at the last show that Gypsy Hawk played at that club, which I saw a sticker of, which was a blast from the past. Put an Ironaut sticker right next to it.
Nice.
Then Aboleth is more of the bluesiest band on the entire record. And they share our producer, Ulrich Wild, that Void Vader, the band I play guitar in, he reached out, and Void Vader did a plan. We played a show at Skinny's with Aboleth. And who was there? Burton Bell from Fear Factory is a big fan of theirs, and he was in attendance. That was a cool side note.
Nice.
So they're another L.A. band. And then just rounding it off, one more L.A. band, Grandlord Highmaster, Ironaut played with them at the Airliner. Hazard's Cure is from San Francisco, and they're the most punk band on the compilation. Like, Grandlord Highmaster has a lot of hardcore and punk in Pantera, so they're still more metal, and then Hazard's Cure is, almost straight punk.
Right.
And then finally, we got Vimani, and I met them actually playing, they're from San Diego, but I met them playing a show in Long Beach, and they were in a band called Malison, and the brothers split up. And then they started their new band, and we played their CD release show, Ironaut did, Brick by Brick. So all these bands are interconnected. And I'd reached out to them because I loved the Metal Massacre series. I loved compilation albums. And everyone wants to get on a vinyl. And it's so expensive that I reached out to see if we'd all be willing to work together to get a song out. And then the idea is each band gets 50 copies, because there's 9 bands on it. My 2 bands are on it as well, Ironaut and Void Vader. So a total of 9. And each band gets 50 copies to do with as they will, which it sell. And everyone wins on it. Now, as you know, from being in bands yourself, how difficult, when you order mass quantities of things, it's a big risk. Unloading 500 records at once is it's risky, and it may not happen. It may take a very long time, or 50 is much more manageable. But at the same time, you're still getting your song out to 500 copies. And then we got 50 copies for promo. And that was the idea. And, I mean, you checked it out. What do you think?
I think it's awesome. A couple questions first. First off, it's the heavy vinyl too, right? It's like 180 grams.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell just by the
way. I upgraded to you pick it up and it actually has mass to it. I wanted to put out top quality product. It took a long time. It's from the artwork to the mastering to getting it right, testing the proofs thoroughly, and going back and forth with the printing press to make sure everything was done right. And one of the upgrades is the 180 gram vinyl for the best sonic quality we can get.
Now, with Iron Knot, did you re-record Six Stupid Lies, a new version for this vinyl, or is it the same version that's on?
No, it's the same. It's the same version.
I guess that's just the vinyl.
That's got to be the vinyl and the mastering, because you've got nine songs. It's a pretty tricky process to do an overall mastering EQ that so everyone doesn't sound dramatically different from song to song. And that's kind of, I think it's kind of neat that it sounds a bit different, but it's the same recording that we did with Paul Figg. We just got back from working on the new Alice in Chains record up in Seattle.
Wow.
Pretty exciting. Yeah, man. And what's neat about it, like, all these bands had all these songs that were representative of them at this point. Like, we're releasing a new record. We'd like to throw one of our songs on. We just recorded this song, you know, and we haven't been able to release it yet. So it's all current. It's not like songs from 4 years ago.
Right.
So it's a representation of, No Legacy Volume 1. First of all, No Legacy because there's no legacy acts. I'm all about what's current and new, and I wanted to put something out that represented that. And so these are all, and then SoCal, NorCal, which is just Southern California, Northern California, because we got bands that span, from, like, as I was saying previously, from San Diego all the way up to the Bay Area in Sacramento.
Cool.
And it's a good representation of some solid underground talent that's out right now.
Awesome.
And gigging.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell just by listening to it. Again, some of the ones that really jumped out at me, actually everything, there's not a bad song on it. Astral Cult, though, like this kind of doomy metal type of thing. I know you mentioned them a little bit. Now, Gypsy Hawk, which was your band that was signed to Metal Blade, toured all over the place, toured the world. You guys played your last show with these guys? Is that what you said earlier?
It wasn't our last show. It was our last tours, though.
Right.
I think it was one of our DIY tours, and the only time we played this club called On the Y, which is still operational. I mean, I just played there this past March. And it's a cool small world thing when someone comes up and is like, hey, I saw you guys when you played here, whatever year that was, maybe 2013.
Right.
So all these bands are connected and trading shows, which is also like a bonus about it. You know, hopefully it's going to turn some of their fans on to a new band. And then when those two bands play, you know, hey, we got Zimani coming up from San Diego. Oh, I remember that band. They were on that compilation album that you guys were on. That's another point of the strategy of putting this out.
Cool.
And how it all ties together. And like even the artist, Ryan Bartlett, did a great job. We also went the extra mile by putting credits and photos and the lyrics to the songs and any pertinent information, websites, contact on the inside, which is also, I mean, you don't have to do that. You know, a lot of records just come with a simple white paper sleeve. But he did a great job because there's a lot of information to get there, make sure there's no typos, make sure it all, the format is as visually appealing and there are no mistakes.
Right on.
So, and then he did the artwork as well at the front. Him and I worked together with the evil Grim Reaper with the state of California. It kind of looks like a wrestling belt, but made out of stone. It's eye appealing, which is good. And I met him through a gig because Iron Knot played at the Doll Hut. And he was an artist that was hanging out. He had done a logo for a punk thrash band out here called Living Alive that looked really good, and we made friends. So, once again, it's like it's a connected sort of family-friend environment and how we put this all together.
And you're talking about the artwork, which is done by Ryan Bartlett, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And he's on Facebook at facebook.com, Ryan Bartlett.
Art. Yeah, Ryan Bartlett.
The album.
Art or illustration.
The album is also on Facebook. So everyone should go check the Facebook page out. It's facebook.com/NoLegacy. Again, we're talking about No Legacy, the vinyl album release. Executive producer Eric Kluber is who we're talking to. Another band on here. Again, all the bands just great, but another one that really jumped out at me, something a little different. Now I'm going to butcher the name, but Aboleth, right? Is that how you say it?
Aboleth. I'm going to say Aboleth.
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 A B O. Yeah. L T H. They have a female vocalist, and it's kind of like
very
a two-piece.
Janet Joplin.
Yeah, I mean, but they live. They have a drummer with them, right? But is it just the one guy on like guitar?
Yeah, Colin. Yeah. Colin plays. He calls it a bah guitar, which I know no one's ever heard of. Maybe he made the name up himself.
Right.
It's half a bass and half a guitar in one, a bah guitar. And so he holds it all down as far as, well, the bass and the guitar.
Right. No,
and awesome. They had a drummer named Rick Ferrente, who used to be in Sasquatch last time we played with them at Skinny's. And they've got a bluesy, groovy sound that's still heavy. And that's their portion of the representation on the vinyl.
And of course, besides,
I'm glad you like them.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Yeah. And besides you being the executive producer on this, obviously, like we mentioned, you have two tracks on there with both bands. Void Vader, No Return is the track that is on the No Legacy Volume 1 vinyl edition. What's up with Void Vader? Any updates you could share with us?
Void Vader has almost completed its second demo as far as the writing process. Then we're demoing ourselves. And that band is still actively playing out around right now. We're going to play Las Vegas, which I think will be too late by the time this podcast airs, but this Thursday, November 2nd?
Yeah.
Anyway.
This won't be
November. So we're playing. It won't be up by then, but we're playing out and gigging. Iron Knot just got back. We did a one-off show, and this is my other band. I know I'm switching,
right. Yep.
Switching gears right now. I'm just trying to like do a quick recap. Iron Knot just got back. We played a one-off show in Detroit, which is great. When Chris Gillen from Overloaded was there.
Yeah. Love that guy's
with his
voice.
New band. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. And so he shared the stage with us, and Chuck Burns, who's been in a lot of legendary bands. Speedball is one of, and Seduce from The Decline of Western Civilization.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He was a part of both theirs. And so he was part of the bill with his new band, The Highborn. So that was a great success, and just to get out there and pull it off and demonstrate one of the bands I'm in L.A., you know. It's been a long time since I've been able to make it out to Detroit. And since we've been back, Iron Knot is really just holed up, and we're writing music. We're really going to try and concentrate on that rather than burning the candle at like five ends between writing and gigging and loading up and loading the gear everywhere and just like, what are we doing this week? And so we're going to focus on writing.
Cool.
And it was kind of a good way to end the year to get our songs on this vinyl, because it was about how long was this process? I think to actually get all the submissions and all the information, it might have taken like three to 4 months to put together. Then it's like another 2 months to get the productions and the test pressings and all that. It's a long process.
Cool. Guys,
and you can
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
No, I was gonna ask you, where can we pick this up?
Exactly. Well, like I was saying before, all the bands involved on this have their own copies, and they're selling on their own Big Cartel or Bandcamp stores. So if there's any, if you can go to the Facebook site and research the bands and see which one you like, I highly recommend picking up a copy from them, or you can get it through me. I set up a Big Cartel store which is No Legacy Records, and there's a link right on the Facebook page. So people are encouraged to support it and check out this album that we put together.
Absolutely, and it's a great sounding record. And I'd love to take us out, Eric. I'd love to play a track off the record. I know you sent me over something. I haven't checked this email account for a while. What did you send me over?
I sent you over a link to the Void Vader EP that you might.
Oh yeah,
have.
Yeah.
I'm
did.
Sure,
I know. I do have that. Yes. Yes.
And that was No Return, which is the song featured on the record. And I don't believe you played that on your podcast, or play whatever you want. If you want, I can also email you in an MP3 form or WAVE if you that's necessary of Aboleth or Astral Cult.
Yeah.
Those are the two bands that stood out to you.
Yeah, man, send both of them over. Maybe we can get both those tracks on a pod, maybe not this podcast, but an upcoming podcast.
That would be outstanding.
Cool. I mean,
my favorite track is actually from Disasteroid, second band on the album.
Cool.
Of course, I had to put my band first, you know?
Yeah, of course. You're the executive producer, yes.
But, and that track, New Day, just hit me for the first time I heard it.
All right, cool. Well, then to take us out here on today's episode, we're going to hear No Return by Void Vader. And as always, Eric, thanks for joining us and checking in with us. You can connect with Void Vader on their website, voidvader.com. We'll have that link through today's show notes, also the Facebook page. And of course, on Facebook, check out No Legacy. It's facebook.com/No Legacy. This great vinyl compilation record that is brand new, and the guy who put it all together is the guy we're talking to right now, Eric Kluber. Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me, Mark, and fitting me in right before the end of the year. It's great to get the word out and to have people that support up-and-coming music.
right there, a little Void Vader featuring Eric Kluber on guitar. That song is called No Return. Definitely do yourself a favor. If you're a vinyl guy, you got to get No Legacy Volume 1, the compilation of all these great bands that Eric was just telling us about. Such good stuff. I'm so glad vinyl is back. I'm still loving... I never really left vinyl. I mean, you can ask anybody who's known me through the years. I'm the guy that in the 90s had a turntable in my apartment in New York City spinning vinyl. You know, I also had the 60 CD changer. Remember those? You put it on shuffle and it randomly switch CDs back and forth. You used to have to load in all the CDs. I miss those days. Now it's just an iPad, you know, shuffle, iPod. Oh, those are even outdated. It's iPhone, right? You just hit shuffle on Spotify and, yeah. I still like buying CDs, though, too. I have like one CD player it's like a portable thing that I hook up to my MacBook Air, but I've been driving to work a lot lately, so I've been listening to a lot of CDs and stuff. Yeah. Again, which is fun. So anyways, that's it, guys. Big thanks to Eric Kluber for joining us here on the podcast. Please support what he's doing and check out the No Legacy compilation record. I'm so sorry the interview didn't sound perfect as they usually do because I fucking didn't have my mic on, but it was still good, right? It was still cool. All right. Check me out on my other podcast, too. It's called Talking Rock. Subscribe to Talking Rock on iTunes. I do that with Joey Haney. It's a lot of fun. And stay tuned for our brand new website, talkingrock.net. See you soon, guys. To take us out, here is a classic. This is Iron Maiden with Wrathchild.